When I was a 10-year-old kid, there was a ghost that lived in the attic of the house right next door to us. At least that's what Maria, the teenage girl who lived in that house, told me. And I believed her. I was 10. But as faith would have it, there came a time that I had to sleep in that house 5 nights a week for 6 months, 2 times. Let me explain. After my father died, my mother still worked at her 4 to midnight shift at the Continental Can Company. There was this mortgage on the house and bills to be paid and food to be put on the table. And so when my mother went to work after school, I had to stay in that house and sleep there. I can't begin to describe the anxiety that caused me. And while I was there, Maria, who took me up into the attic once, because she had this bottle collection she wanted to show me, it was a dimly lit place. It was cold, filled with thick dust and cobwebs. I could see strange shadows and old things left behind. Once was enough for me. The door to that attic was at the back of the house. It was a dark, dingy color, and the paint was peeling on its panels. And it was always kept closed and locked. "Whatever you do, Billy," Maria said, "don't open the door." When I got older, I had a different perspective about ghosts. There's no scientific evidence of their existence. They're not real, and they don't exist except in stories and movies, a product of our fertile imaginations. I ain't afraid of no ghosts. However, I don't remember, when or how it happened, but somewhere on this dark and stormy sea of my life, my understanding and experience of ghosts changed. I no longer believe that a ghost lives in Maria's attic, but I'm absolutely convinced they are real and living in me. And I'm afraid of those ghosts. Some of my ghosts are from my past, you know, things done and left undone, guilt, disappointment, regrets. The ghosts of self-criticism and second-guessing often visit me in the night and whispering in my ear, "You could have been, or you should have been." The ghosts of worry and anxiety make it hard for me to fall asleep, imagining the worst and wondering, what if I did that? The ghost of grief and sorrow is ever present, reminding me of my losses. And we must not forget, there's the situation in our world. The wars in Europe and the Middle East, the economy, racism, immigration, the divisiveness in this country, the upcoming election, all are ghosts that frighten me. Maybe you recognize some of these in your life. What really haunted those disciples in that storm-tossed boat when they saw Jesus walking towards them across the raging Sea of Galilee? Their immediate reaction was absolute terror. "Yikes, a ghost!" They cry out in fear, convinced that they were seeing a ghost. Overcome by the howling wind and the immediate danger of drowning, they completely failed to recognize the very help that was coming towards them to save them. And then again, it makes you wonder, what if Peter had faced his inner ghost instead of demanding proof. Lord, is that you? I hope it is. If it's you, tell me to come to you on the water. We often do the same things, don't we? Every ghost we encounter brings both the possibility of faith and the possibility of doubt. None of us live fully in one or the other. No, we all exist in this faith-doubt spectrum. The ghosts we choose to face, they allow us to step out in faith. The ghosts we ignore simply sink us deeper into doubt. This is precisely why Jesus asks Peter, "What happened to you, Peter? Why did you doubt?" The ghosts in our own lives are rarely supernatural. Instead, they are haunting specters of past failures, unhealed traumas, deep-seated anxieties, all of them walking on the choppy waters of our current circumstances. Looking out into the uncertainty of our trials and tribulations, we project our worst fears onto the unknown, misinterpreting the potential breakthrough, the reason to panic again, opening the door to the haunted attic and confronting life's ghosts. It means to refuse to let fear dictate our sight. And in doing so, the rest become teachers. And the present anxieties reveal unmet needs. And of course, the imagined futures lose power when we closely examine them. Bring light and compassion and honesty upstairs into that attic. Dust will settle, memories soften, possibilities emerge. Every visit strengthens courage until the attic becomes a room of wisdom and freedom and not imprisonment. Don't be afraid of no ghosts. Open that attic door. Go ahead, open it.